think of your body as an animal. You wouldn't stress your fat old cat, dog, or horse to the maximum, because you would be worried that they may get hurt. But knowing that fitness would make their aches go away and put them into a state of pretty much second youth, you would begin strategizing on how to do it right. And the same applies to your own body. Your body is an animal, and if you take really good care of it, you will live past 100, and with invention of AI, maybe longer. You may not weigh yourself down to a point where you can barely walk. That is dangerous, especially in the beginning, and still quite dangerous when you are fit. And this isn't just about safety, which many people would ignore in hopes of advancing faster, which is where the second issue lies. Mightily and dangerously walking for 5 minutes, aside from being dangerous, is also probably the slowest way to get fit, and it may trick you into a permanent plateau. A permanent plateau is where your weights are so heavy that your body shuts down before ever receiving clear signals to adapt. Now, this is an informative start, because it allows you to understand how a real and powerful exercise works. You pick up the heaviest weights that you can carry without your body forcing you to stop. That's it. That is the full secret to rejecting aging, to becoming fit, to staying fit, to nearly effortlessly building muscle, and to never getting hurt. After a little while of lifting what you can lift, you will discover that you can go longer and lift slightly heavier. This means your body, the animal that loves you, heard you loud and clear, and it has in fact adapted to the new challenge, meeting your fitness requirement. At which point, enjoy your new strength for a tiny little bit. Being stronger means that while you are lifting, you are also getting a hint of rest. Don't jump to higher weight right away. Just let your body lift, and then plan to raise your weights by no more than 2 pounds. The main dumbbells at my gym are spaced 5 pounds apart. That is too much. That is too big of a gap to cover. And if you do make those large leaps, guess where you may end up? That permanent plateau zone again, where your body stops you without adaptation. Dumbbells are actually all the equipment you will ever need, as muscle isolation will cause your other muscles to be too weak. Standing up with dumbbells affects your entire body. Walking with dumbbells is a great start. Jogging with them is the next natural step. And finally, twisting and turning to the beats of slow music is probably the best workout there is, as it helps you to lift dumbbells above and to the side, in front, and do bicep curls. Jogging with dumbbells above your head is probably not the brightest idea. And just like you have to increase the weight of your dumbbells to stay on the very edge of what your body can handle without stopping you much, you have to extend your workout duration and spend time on selecting faster workout songs or finding a computer program that can raise their tempo. There is one special case, and that is when you are just starting out. It may just be too hard to lift 3 or 5 pounds for 45 minutes or an hour non-stop. For a few weeks, you may need to start and stop, pause somewhat frequently. But you must time your durations very precisely so that your body adapts to eliminate the rest period. This is very similar, if not the same, to how joggers adapt to run their route non-stop. You will need an interval timer. Either find a free app or buy a no-brand electronic clip-on version. Please make sure that it has a vibrate function to buzz you in so that you don't have to check the time. Dance trance is a very important part of a good workout, so you don't want to distract yourself in any way from the focus on your beat. An interval timer is just 2 countdown timers. The first is your workout duration, and the second timer is how much you are allowed to rest. And you, of course, have to shorten your rest period as you go on until you eliminate it entirely. You configure the 2 to cycle a number of rounds. So, for example, 10 rounds of 1-minute workouts and 2-minute rests marks a 30-minute workout. You are no doubt aware that protein is needed to grow your muscle, but what you may not know is that there is no workout without trail mix. Yes, the dreaded carbohydrates are back on the menu. Trail mix eliminates that 2-hour wall, so as you extend your workout towards 2 hours, your body will absolutely need it. You will also need an electrolyte drink mix, especially during hot summer days. But please read up on salt first. Finally, in summary, don't push your body too hard. Don't punish it, because then it enters a "I need to stop" mode, and that makes you plateau. Your body just won't adapt because your exercise, however painful, is just too short to make a difference. You have to stay maximally under the stop radar, where your body will not stop you, and the resulting long workouts will help you transform faster and without any danger of injury.